The presentation of the overall survival results from the phase 3 KEYNOTE-564 study of adjuvant pembrolizumab versus placebo treatment of clear cell renal cell carcinoma at the annual ASCO GU Congress turned a lot of heads. I would like to welcome Professor Stefan Simeonidis, medical oncologist and senior lecturer at Edinburgh University, United Kingdom, an investigator in this breakthrough study. Thank you very much for accepting our invitation.
You're very welcome.
Why are these long-awaited results so important?
So, for the last 50 years, we've been trying to do trials to find something that increases the chance of cure after surgery. And up until now, there's been nothing that's shown an overall survival benefit. So this is very different. This finally tells us that we have a positive study offering a treatment that can reduce the risk of cancer coming back, but that that translates into people living longer. And that's what's so dramatic about these results.
And what population was included in the study? And I would like to highlight the question that how was the increased risk of recurrence determined?
So, as with any adjuvant treatment, you're looking to treat patients who have the most to gain. So they've got a raised risk of recurrence that you can reduce to balance the potential side effects from treatment. So this was defined as intermediate high, high, or metastatic but fully resected disease. So the metastatic is pretty easy to deal with. So they've had a complete metastatectomy within a year of them having had a complete nephrectomy as well. The next step down, the high risk of recurrence. So that was patients who had T4 disease. And then it doesn't matter nodal status or graded disease. Or they had nodal disease positive, and then it didn't matter what stage or what grade. The intermediate high group had either T3 size disease, and then it doesn't matter grade or nodal status, or they had T2 disease if it was grade 4 or sarcomatoid. So all of these groups together have an expected relapse risk of about 50% or more. So all of these are patients where their odds are high of the disease coming back, and we were looking for a treatment to reduce that.
When the overall survival data were presented, the audience in the Congress Hall applauded. What were the OS results, and why are they so clinically significant?
So, I mean, I guess part of the reason that people applaud is because this was the first time that this has ever been shown. So it was fantastic to see it confirmed. It was also fantastic because 3 years ago, we presented the relapse-free survival data. And on that basis, the pembrolizumab was licensed and it was reimbursed in a number of regions, and it's come into standard treatment. But there's always been the additional question, do people live longer as well? And so everyone was waiting until there was enough statistical power in the study to make a call and say whether the risk of death was genuinely reduced by treatment on the trial. And it was. So we had a hazard ratio of 0.62, which means we're reducing the risk of death by over a third in patients who received pembrolizumab versus those who had placebo. And that is a dramatic benefit. That's something you can describe to a patient and they can understand the potential benefit that comes from that treatment. It's also striking just how high that is. You don't get much better in melanoma. And melanoma has, with metastatic disease, traditionally been considered more sensitive than kidney cancer. So this is a really impactful benefit in the numbers that we're seeing at the moment.
Were there high-risk subgroups where you felt exceptionally satisfied to reach progress in the treatment?
Yeah, so I guess that's a difficult question because the benefit applied to all subgroups. If you there's the forest plot was shown during the presentation, and every one of the
Presentation.
subgroups, its error margins overlap with the estimated benefits of the overall population. So what that means is that none of the subgroups are statistically different from the overall group. High-risk disease is easier usually to see a benefit because more events happen. A bigger proportion of people's disease is going to come back. So you can see that difference more easily. And I guess we all expected to see the benefit within the patients who had resection of metastatic disease. I think what's great is we've seen that benefit across all three of the risk groups, the metastatic, the high risk, the intermediate to high risk group. I think the surprises when we'd seen the relapse-free survival, although numbers and certainty around those numbers was limited, it did look like there might be more benefit in the patients with the highest risk disease, and that there might be more benefit for patients with sarcomatoid changes. With this overall survival data, I don't think that difference is so clear. I think we're seeing something pretty similar across all of those histologies and risk groups. So the numbers apply essentially to all patients with clear cell kidney cancer.
Since the ASCO Congress, the patient-reported outcome had been published in Oncology. As a co-author of the paper, please can you summarize the most important findings and how they match with the safety results of the trial?
So the patient-reported outcomes are really to see whether it was tolerable to have treatment on the trial. There was a survey that patients were filling in while on treatment and subsequently while on follow-up until the time of relapse. It doesn't bring in the potential benefits for patients who subsequently relapsed and then would develop symptoms from the relapse. So that element of it didn't come in. This was really about telling us tolerability. And although there was a numerical difference between patients treated and those who had placebo, the same way as we see a difference in side effects, at least treatment-related side effects, on pembrolizumab versus placebo, the difference was not, in many fields, was not statistically significant. And if it was not clinically significant. The impact on the various measures that the patient-reported outcome tool tells us about was small, and smaller than the pre-specified difference established from other settings for what would be potentially significant. So, summary is the treatment does have side effects, but patients do tend to tolerate that well, and they tolerate it in a direct measure of patient-reported outcomes.
How can these new results influence the adjuvant treatment recommendations of clear cell kidney cancer in the guidelines?
So, adjuvant pembrolizumab already made its way into the guidelines on the basis of relapse-free survival. The difference there was notable versus anything else in kidney cancer and on a par with very effective adjuvant treatments in other cancer types. But when you're looking at that early data, it's acceptable to say, I see a trend to overall survival. I've not got the full data yet. We do expect, when the full data is available, to then also see a difference in overall survival. So, is this saving lives? And that's what this data point confirms now. So, now we have the number of events and the statistical power to say that this saves lives. And that will make a lot of difference to prescribers. There were certainly people who were waiting on this before they felt comfortable with prescribing this as standard to the majority of their patients. So I think this will have an impact, in the amount of pembrolizumab that's given to people. And what the data is telling us is that I think that will then have an impact on the number of people surviving after having had surgery, which is great news.
Recently, we have seen data from other clinical trials in this setting, looking at all available data and putting them into perspective. How do you see the adjuvant clear cell kidney cancer treatment and the role of pembrolizumab?
So this is difficult. We would have expected this to be a class effect. I think we were all surprised to see that there were different results in different studies looking at checkpoint inhibitors in kidney cancer. Now, there are some differences between the trials that people will rightly point to that could explain some of the difference. But there is still a bit of a mystery there. Having said that, there's no mystery about the results we're seeing. Nearly 1,000 patients went into the 564 trial, and they showed now convincingly a relapse-free survival benefit and an overall survival benefit. So there's still work to be done to try and understand the differences, because those differences might also tell us who benefits the most from adjuvant treatment. But from the current state-of-the-art data we've got, this update from ASCO GU and the subgroup analysis within it, we can see that pembrolizumab as an adjuvant treatment is effective across the board of subpopulations.
In conclusion, what is the most important message of the study for urologists, oncologists, and the patients?
So we haven't talked about toxicity. There were toxicities. There's different ways of describing that, but I like to say there's a nearly 20% chance of a hospital level, so a grade 3 plus related side effect. That's the trade-off. That's the potential risk. So a patient has, from the data that we've got so far, they have an over one-third chance of reducing the risk of death. They have, at the latest estimate, one quarter reduction in the risk of relapse. But the trade-off of that is a 1 in 5 risk of a grade 3+ toxicity. And so it still depends what your individual risk of cancer coming back is. And I think there's no question at all if you've got high-risk disease. Once we start pushing the boundaries of the bottom of that intermediate to high group, although the relative reduction is the same, that relative reduction doesn't lead to as big an absolute reduction for an individual patient. So it remains a personalized decision on whether to have adjuvant treatment or not. And if you're going to have adjuvant treatment, it's pembrolizumab.